And time for another edition of Book Talk with Janice Cooper from Taylor's Books and More in downtown Coldwater. As we're talking books today, Janice, one of the things people are always looking for is what's hot. What should I be reading? What's kind of cool is that you have a bestseller program at Books and More.
Yes, we've got a discount program that we offer for a $5 yearly fee. We offer 10% off on most books in the store, but 25% off on the bestseller list for the hardcovers. And there's a lot of really good titles on there.
So what are people reading these days? What are topping that bestseller list?
Well, currently on the list, we have The Kite Runner and Thousand Splendid Suns by Khalil Hosseini were really popular. He's got a new one on there called And the Mountains Echo. Just finished reading it and love it. His books have all been favorites of mine. Another one, Neil Gaiman, is an author that I had never read before, and I didn't think I would like him. He was a little spooky, and so I just read his book, Ocean at the End of the Lane, and it's kind of a cross between The Twilight Zone and Grimm's Fairy Tales. I really enjoyed it. We have, our association is the Great Lakes Independent Booksellers Association. And in conjunction with a couple of other associations, they do a Great Lakes Great Reads, and one of their titles is also on the national bestseller list. It's A Woman from Traverse City. This is a memoir. Her husband left her after 19 years, and she is trying to keep the family farm that she has been in their family for a century. She's trying to keep her farm, keep her boys going without letting them run wild, and it's how she recovers, and just a really inspirational title for anybody going through a difficult time. She really pushes through.
Okay.
And another one that's on there is Steve Hamilton. You said you vacationed in Paradise, Michigan. Steve Hamilton sets a series of mysteries up there, and his main character is Alex McKnight, and these books are set in Paradise, and if you've ever been there, it's just a nice remote area. Mm-hmm. So his books are good mysteries. And then there's a book on the bestseller list right now called Cuckoo's Calling by Robert Galbraith. And after the book had been out for a short period of time, they came out with the fact that this was actually authored by J.K. Rowling. So it's a private eye crime fiction. And apparently she does a very good job with it and kind of brings back that noir fiction, and people are really liking it.
So she used a pseudonym then to maybe deflect some of the attention from the Harry Potter end of things.
Right, and when it came out, nobody knew that. They just announced after it had been out a few months, hey, by the way.
Well, I guess that's, from her standpoint, that's kind of cool, because then the book then has to stand on its own.
Right.
Of what the book is, not necessarily people thinking about it. It's the author
yeah,
of all the Harry Potter
and her
stuff.
And her new books can't be compared to the Harry Potters at all, and so she's moving into different directions.
Probably, I think, one of the toughest thing for people when they go to a bookstore is, I don't know, what should I read? What's hot? What kind of advice do you give people maybe if they're looking for a book? What to pick?
Probably the first thing we ask them is, what's the last thing that you read and really liked? Because that might give us an idea of what direction to steer them. What do you like to do, or what are your hobbies? Because if you're a gardener, we might have some mysteries that have a gardening theme, or we have knitting books that appeal to different people. So we try to find out what their interests are. Do they like fiction? Do they like memoirs? There's a
mystery. Do you like violence? Do you like
right.
whatever?
Yeah.
There's some people that don't.
Yeah. So. If you want something pretty tame, we've got some authors that just write nice, sweet stories and.
Yeah. Well, and I think cool, some of them too, if they have like a theme of Michigan or places that we might have gone in Michigan, those are kind of fun to read too, because in the book you can recognize places maybe you've been before.
Yes, I like reading about Ireland, and I've learned a lot about areas there, and there are a lot of regional settings that people recognize, so it's fun to do that.
Yeah, and what's kind of neat too is your staff are readers. I mean, you guys have a wealth of knowledge if someone does come in.
Yeah, we are all readers, and we love to get the right book into people's hands. It's probably the most fun part of our job is to match that book up with the reader.
Okay. Bestseller program, then how does someone get into that?
If they're interested in joining, like I said, it's a $5 yearly fee. We take their information. They don't have to carry a card or anything. We know that can be cumbersome. So we sign them up, and anytime they make a purchase, they get a discount. And if they spend $250 within a year, they also earn a $25 gift certificate.
Great. Stop in for more information on that. Talk books, look at books, and get yourself a good book these days. From Taylor's Books and More in downtown Coldwater, Janice Cooper from Taylor's with us on this edition of our Book Talk.